Chris Cornell, theme to Casino Royale, of course, with Daniel Craig, not David Niven. You know my name. You certainly know the name DW, because there is only one DW, isn't that right? Doctor Who, DW. It is, of course, for purposes of our show today, whom?
It's Dean Wilkinson.
It's Dean Wilkinson!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm very fine, how are you?
Delighted to hear you're back on form again. Despite the fact that you didn't get a name check for the Middlesbrough Book Festival this year, it's not because you're not literary enough, Dean. You will be there. You'll be joining Graham Harper and Shane Rimmer and myself, at least for that day.
The difference is, this year I'll be going and paying to go and see things.
No, please, Dean, I know we have to speak about this off-air, but, you know, you are a Southsider, yeah? Okay, right. Southside press pass.
It just reminds me up that, you know, I mean, okay, yeah, the dummy is spat out, but isn't it a Teesside literary festival?
It's a literary festival for the world. It's bringing in all sorts of folk.
You know, you'd think they'd celebrate the kind of...
But we do. If you type in Ramsay Campbell into our Southside Broadcasting thing, exactly, you will find that we celebrate the view of Middlesbrough from Ramsay's perspective as well. I mean, look, we even celebrate that from two fine folks, Sarah Pimborough and Suzanne McLeod, who aren't able to make it in the first place. So, you know, it's all good stuff. Anyway, the key thing is, I'm being remiss in my duties here, because Emma Gavillet, halfway through her first ever show here at Southside Broadcasting, her first ever time on radio as a regular confirmed listener to BBC Radio 1 and that other station that begins with T's and favourite music and you know, some sort of commercial sort of like things around them. She was, I think, very impressed when I said that you wrote SMTV. Isn't that right, Emma?
That is right, yes.
Oh, right. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Long time ago.
I know, and Emma's not even... she's just in her lower sixth at present. She's about to go to A-level year.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. So how old were you when you were watching SMTV then?
Oh, God, I don't know. I was very little, I know that. I remember it being, like, quite cheesy, because...
Quite cheesy, yes, that sounds
back
right
in the good old days of, like, S Club 7 and all that.
Oh,
yeah.
The classic. You, my girl, will be a must for the Go, Go, Go show.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The Go, Go, Go show.
Dean, with us about this, that, we'll be featuring, hopefully, when it comes up to Darlington, because it's been in the London West End.
Yes, absolutely. It's a new show. It's a band that's been put together by the creators of Steps and Mike Stock from Stock Aitken and Waterman, who did old Kylie stuff. And
almost as good as Jedward.
No. What we're trying to do is emphasise on catchy tunes, but comedy as well. And that's why I was intrigued by it. Where you got your likes of, you know, you got Steps and Jedward and things like that. They were just kind of like puppets, really, aren't they? I mean, we've got some people who can act and sing and dance, so they can deliver lines. So we've got a stage show, which is a musical sort of panto based on these five young people. But they're really, really impressive, and they can act and sing. And as I say, they've got comic timing, so they can do a good story that'll make kids laugh, but also adults as well. So it's a family kind of thing, and it's very... I wouldn't say moralistic, but we there's nothing in it that might wind a parent up. Like, for example, I don't like my kids watching the likes of Hannah Montana. And
I was going to say, are we not going to have any Hannah Montana crass commercialism in there?
No, none of that malarkey, because it's just awful, and, you know, she calls her the girls dogs, and...
Let's just test that. Joe, Hannah Montana, thumbs up, thumbs down, don't really care?
I haven't watched it. I can't really pass
Hannah Montana fan, even with Miley Cyrus.
No.
Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, Achy Breaky Heart. Mm. Okay,
So it's coming up to Darlington in a couple of months, and it's good fun, and, you know, even if you haven't got kids...
I'd be very surprised if Emma and Joe did actually have kids, but you don't know. They grow up so soon these days, you know. It's perfectly feasible, biologically speaking. You know, they might have kept something to one side here, but, you know...
Absolutely.
Precisely. No, it's all right, it's not that expose. Besides, we've got an injunction, so we can't go there. On to Emma. Hannah Montana?
Hannah Montana, I've seen it a few times before. I can hand on heart say that It's all right, actually. It wasn't as bad as I actually thought it'd be. I'm serious.
Terrible.
It's a bit cheesy, like, and very unrealistic, but it's not as bad as I thought it'd be initially.
I mean, it's just, I really despair of children's television. I mean, we used to lead the world, Britain. We used to make some of the finest kids' shows, and now we just buy
American
rubbish.
What have you just said?
Copy it.
What have you just set up as a social networking site, which hopefully will redress this balance totally? Go on.
It's called Planet the Chugwumps. I mean, my kids go on things like these social networking sites like Moshi Monsters and Club Penguin, but they're getting a bit old for it. I mean, particularly Alice, who's 9, she's starting to see through Moshi Monsters a bit.
No,
a bit
surely not.
And twee. I mean, it's great for little ones, but what I've done, with a company called Gazillion in Middlesbrough, artists and animators are fantastic. We've put together a thing called Planet of the Chugwumps, where it's set in outer space, and you go on this site. It's not up and running yet, but
well, I'm looking at it now, Dean. You know, I mean, there's password protected, but I am actually seeing Planet of the Chugwumps.
It's not the site's up. You can go and have a look and see what we're going to be offering, but none of the facilities.
In fact, I'm going to pass this over to Joe and Emma, because I mean, it's their target audience. Let's be honest, really.
Well, it turns out
middle-aged bloke sort of working. Although I did find it very exciting, I must admit. So, Joe, if you'd like, to just take the machine over here. Well, you need to come around that way and then lift it up and work through there. And we can actually talk. We can have a bit of interactivity here, Dean. You know, with computer system in the studio, Planet of the Chugwumps, and the creator. You know, of Planet. This is obviously where Cat Deeley's career has actually taken a huge nosedive here in terms of this perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right, chap, so talk us through where we are, Emma. What are we looking at present?
It looks like a planet landscape, mm-hmm. just in very cartoon format. Mm-hmm. And there's a Planet of the Chugwumps logo mm-hmm. that looks rather like Star Wars.
It's meant to. Our designer, Joe, he's a massive Star Wars fan. The humour is, I'm a huge Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy fan, and
I love that film.
Adams, and it's I wanted to do it that it could be set in Douglas's sort of Hitchhiker's world, but obviously I'm not using any of his ideas
because you'd be sued.
That kind of so it's aimed at all the kids. But if you can, anybody can get to it at chugwumps.com. Just chugwumps. That's chugwumps.com. And then you will get to it.
So what bits have you found? What have you discovered, Joe? What have you clicked on now?
If you click on the cards, they're quite good.
The trading cards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to be a collectible thing. It even comes up in a Google search now, I've just found.
Yes, exactly.
That's
all true.
Chugwumps in.
Precisely.
Yes, trading cards, they're very good. Basically, the Planet of Chugwumps, it's a planet of aliens.
Take your hands off me, you damn dirty chugwumps!
Yes, I'm from Planet of the Apes. But it's, they're basically aliens. They all look different. Some of them look cute, some of them aren't so cute, but the basic personality type of these chugwumps is that they're all idiots. It's basically a planet of annoying idiots who just want to play jokes on each other. It was going to be called Planet of the Japes, but I thought that might go over people's heads, as it's just done. In the animated version, which is hopefully going to surface, we focus on two alien kids and their pilot, who crash on the planet and find that these wumps were part of a genetically modified experiment and that went wrong, so it was just abandoned. So they're marooned on this planet with these aliens. And that, I'm approaching a few people about doing a novelisation of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually go to the social networking site, you would be your own wump. You can create your own chugwump.
Yes, that's password protected, so you'd be pleased to know that I can't get on it, so that's fair enough. And you wouldn't want me on it.
I don't know what you're not password. There was a bit that was password protected, but if you just go and Google, you can get to the site. And
well, there we are. It's a shortcut. And I've just taken a photograph of Joe and Emma actually sort of playing with the Planet of the Chugwump site.
Yeah.
Take another one for that. Fantastic. Stupid. Do you remember that, Emma? King Stupid?
King Stupid. I don't remember anything called that.
No? Interesting. That. SMTV, yes. Stupid, no.
Oh, wow. She must have been a bit too old for that.
Probably, exactly.
That came afterwards.
Harry Hill's Shark Infested Custard?
That rings a bell, actually.
I should hope it does.
Harry Hill, yes, that was another. That came after Stupid, actually. We did that. I wrote that with Harry. That was a kid show on CITV. That was fun to do. Nobody remembers it.
Well, it rings a bell. That's the important thing. It's worth it. And Joe, anything else that comes out of the Chug Grump site that you thought, yes, I want to actually make that a part of my life and bond with it?
I think it should be good. I've just been looking at all the different trading cards that you can get, and I think it's...
So what trading cards, for example? Give us some examples.
For example, there's one called Brabble. Mm-hmm. That's... looks a bit like a fish-looking character. And I just think it's very detailed. I think it's just...
Brabble, the fish-looking character.
They've all got these little personality traits. I mean, basically, they're just annoying, but there's a lot of background to the characters. And we've got... I mean, that's just the ones we put up for now. We've got hundreds of these ones.
It seems, Dean,
Gotta Do Lunch. And he basically eats everything and loves everything, but he thinks he's a food critic.
It seems, Dean...
There's other stuff on there. There's an automated shopping mall run by robots, which crash-landed on the planet.
Dean, we identified earlier in the production that Emma not only has secured one of her ambitions by being on radio today, but also she's a keen user of the vacuum cleaner. She likes hoovering, you know? So have we got any sort of notions for sort of young folk today who like to hoover?
She should give herself a catchy name, like DJ Dyson.
There we are. DJ Dyson and her amazing rollerball.
And then when she explains, I'll go, that's not cool.
It would seem, Dean, you're actually having a plethora of a phenomenal range of productivity, because I'm still looking at www.wilkinsonpress.co.uk, snippets from Sarky Locks and the Three Bears. Sarky Locks pulled a silly face and said, is this some kind of wildlife documentary when nature gets fat and stupid or something? Daddy and Mummy Bear's mouths fell open in shock at the insult. I'm Baby Bear. I mean Andrew. No, Andy, said Baby Bear, nervously trying to impress her. He thought Sarky Locks was the most beautiful girl in the entire world. Actually, call me Big Guy, or just Dude. Would you like a cup of tea?
That's Sarky Locks and the Three Bears, yeah.
Exactly. So how's that going?
Still for sale on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can get copies there.
Is that Sarky Locks ringing the doorbell at this present time?
Did you hear that? That's because you've got good hearing.
Well, you know. I have to work in radio.
The postman keeps delivering stuff to us. He comes round in a van.
Does he?
And it's weird. One day, he comes like quite a lot because I order a lot of books and things off Amazon.
Other websites and web providers are available,
and one day he's absolutely lovely and chatty and all that. Other days he just hands stuff to you and won't even look at you. And I think he's in the mood today. I think one of my daughters.
Well, look, he shouldn't be in a mood on Wednesday, because not only are you returning to the Siren Online team and family of the Midweek Drive, but, and I hope Joe and Emma, you will celebrate this in your respective school environments as well.
Towel Day!
Yes!
Yay. Towel Day.
Wednesday is Towel Day. Dean, please share with us.
Oh, they should know. They don't know, do they?
I thought Emma, given her allegiance of Douglas Adams, might have picked up on towels.
Oh, it's a celebration of Douglas Adams.
Yeah.
I still can't work out why it's that, because it's not his birthday. I don't know why they picked that date.
Clearly, not the 1st of June, is it? No, 25th of May. Wednesday, yeah. 25th of May, Towel Day.
But basically, if you're a Douglas Adams fan, you should carry a towel around with you everywhere you go on that day and discuss Douglas Adams. And if you go to the Towel Day website, if you just put Towel Day in Google, you'll find a website, and you will find that they're doing stuff all around the world.
They're actually doing it at this very moment in time.
All the events that are going on. I'll just have a look.
Towel Day website. It's the sort of thing which will impress your fine folk at Normandy,
I would have
thought.
The Towel Day. Stuff happening in Australia, in Brisbane. What is it? The Bingo Bitches, a punk rock-inspired alternative bingo.
Always important.
They're doing some stuff. Austria, Brazil, Canada, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, all over Indonesia and Hungary. They're having activities. Now, I've mentioned it. I thought we should do something around here, but because it's not that well known, I would like to have done a Vogue on Poetry reading, a Hooray in Stockton, Doctor Who shop. But even they hadn't heard of it, so it might be a bit too late to organise that. But maybe if we could push it for next year.
I think the campaign starts at this very moment to get at least Normanby to adopt International Towel Day as a special event. You know, forget your red noses, forget your, you know, your sports relief things. You know, you go. In fact, Emma, you know, this week you just go straight to the, is it headmaster you have or principal?
Oh, we have a head of sixth form.
Head of sixth form. You go straight to the head of sixth form.
Oh, he'd only laugh at me. He'd only laugh at me if I told him.
No. You're straight face. So what's his name? Her name?
Mr. Armstrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. So, Mr. Armstrong. I have it on very good authority that May the 25th each year is International Towel Day. I'd like to know, what are we going to do in Normanby to celebrate International Towel Day?
You'll look at me, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. We need to get it done. I mean, I'm hoping that I signed a petition, and it was to get Google to recognise it, because, you know, they do these daily things where they'll put St. Patrick's Day up or something like that on their Google thing, or the 100 years since the invention of cornflakes or Frosties or something. They'll do something like that. They won't do St. George's Day, the fascist. But as long as they do Towel Day, I'll be happy. But if they don't, if on Wednesday I go onto Google and they haven't done anything, I'll be incandescent.
Joe, what will you be doing for Towel Day?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know, I might bring a towel around college with me.
I think that would be the start to adding your street credibility several notches.
The thing is, what you've got to do is towel flick people who haven't got one.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can do it in the face as well, because it's Towel Day. And when they go, what do you do that for? You'll just have to explain Towel Day to them. And you're teaching people.
What a way that to actually leave what I would refer to a legacy, Joe, for your time at Macmillan College. A legacy.
Hitting people in the face with towels.
Towels, exactly.
Way forward. Douglas Adams, I can't, because he just blinded me.
There you are. Exactly.
It's good stuff, it's good stuff.
Precisely. Joe, would you like to ask Dean those last two questions, please?
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to join us in the not-so-distant future?
In the not-so-distant future, that would be fantastic. Thank you very much.